Next case.
Case number 13198, Andrew Stiegler seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the east side of Redberry Road. The 911 address is 36836 Redberry Road in Delmar. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 114. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 5.5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for a proposed pole building.
If you would come forward. I'm assuming you're the applicant.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Neil Andrew Stiegler II, 36836 Redberry Road, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Floor is yours to present your case.
All right, sir. So I'm trying to get a 20 by 70 pole building built on the property, mainly for hobby for me and my sons. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Very similar to the guy who stepped up before you. There are some criteria for a variance, and you have answers to them. I think it's the third page of your application. Would you mind going through them?
Sure. So with the uniqueness of the property, it's pretty narrow, and so I'm trying to put the largest pole building I can on the property, pretty much right behind my driveway. With the, not created by the applicant, it's the practical difficulty has not been created, so not any issues there. The alter the essential character of the neighborhood, so the pole building will be matching my house, so it won't alter anything for the neighborhood. Have gotten approval by the HOA. For minimum variance, this is pretty much the largest I can go for pole buildings. That's why I'm requesting the variance.
Any questions?
When you say it's the largest that you can put there, it seems to be fairly narrow.
Yes, sir.
So the length is where you're going with the largeness of it.
Yes, sir.
And the variance is only because of the side yard setback. So, I mean, if you shrank the building down, you're not going to shrink it from 20 to 15.
No, sir. Yeah, the length, this is as far as I can go up to the setback for the septic.
The septic's what's holding you back?
Yes.
I looked at this and I was trying to think of other places you could put this, something this size, and I agree with what Mr. Levinga said about how narrow it is and where you could put it. And I thought, and I was like, well, why can't he put it in the back behind the drain field? I imagine it would be very difficult for you to get to avoid the drain field, but still get vehicles or whatever you need to get back there. Is that correct?
That is correct. And actually, my neighbor, Austin Van Il, he actually just put in almost a 40 by 60 back there in the back part, and he's having that issue now of trying to drive vehicles back there and destroying his yard. So he's looking at putting in a bigger driveway with that same problem.
And then also it appears that a proposed swimming pool.
Yes, sir.
So you have you're setting it back that far so you have access to use for the pool and what have you,
yes.
Also, correct? What's the height of the building?
Should be at 18 foot.
18?
18, yes, sir.
It's consistent with other structures in your neighborhood?
It'll match my house exactly.
I mean, as far as the height and all that, the design of this is going to be similar to any other pole buildings in your neighborhood?
It'll match the height of my neighbor's pole building.
Any, maybe discuss this with your neighbors, no issues with them?
Nope, not at all. No, sir.
And you did state, I just want to confirm the HOA is okay with this.
Yes, sir. They president and vice president has walked the property. They have no issues. Okay.
Will you have a lean-to, like where on, I guess, on that left side, or I'm sorry, on the right side where the pool is?
Into the pool area? No, ma'am.
No, okay.
No steps off of the side heading towards your neighbor?
No, just completely blanked off, no windows, no doors, no steps.
When did you purchase the lot?
A little over 2 years ago.
And did you build a dwelling?
I did not, no.
I said dwelling was already there.
Yes, sir.
And I presume that driveway was also there?
Yes, sir.
Did you look at doing it as an addition to the dwelling? I noticed there's some space between the dwelling and the pole building.
I did, yes, but I can't afford that.
How far is it from the dwelling?
It should be at 6.5 feet.
I presume you can't put it any closer due to footers and those things?
I think it's as close as I can put it from my builders when being told.
Did you look at a narrower structure that would accommodate your needs?
No, sir.
You believe there is a narrower one that would accommodate what you're trying to do?
There possibly, but I have quite a few projects, and my oldest son just bought another truck, so I have another project, unfortunately.
And what is it needed for? You said hobbies and...
So I work on multiple vehicles, and then my oldest son just bought a pretty old vehicle he needs to work on as well.
Okay, so you're going to use it for personal...
Yes.
Auto... called auto repairs. I have no further questions. Thank you.
As far as the gutters and what have you, are you going to be outfalling water towards your neighbor's property, or is it going to be?
In my ditch, in the front.
Okay.
I do have one other question. I see there's a ditch and an easement on the survey noted. Does this property slope towards the rear?
Not well enough, no.
Okay.
It slips more toward the front than does the rear.
Okay.
That ditch in the rear is a lot bigger than the one in the front.
All right. Are there drainage issues in the rear of the property, though?
Not in the rear, no. The property, which are also getting fixed during this project.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13198 for Mr. Andrew Stigler for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions as the property is narrow and the drain field and the septic tank and a proposed pool limits a lot of the area that he would have to be able to put this building or a building on the property. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exception of practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13198 has been approved. Good evening. Any additional business? Motion to adjourn?
Move that we adjourn?
Second.